Struggling to repay student loans is something that unites a lot of us. Across the nation, something like 40 million people are trying to repay $1.3 trillion in student loan debt. Here in Michigan, 1.5 million people are trying to pay back more than $39 billion in debt. Earlier today, Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell was on the campus of the University of Michigan, where she hosted a roundtable on college affordability. Congresswoman, thank you for being with us today.
Cindy, it's great being with you and being with everybody.
When I hear those figures, that is toe-curling when you're talking about $1.3 trillion in student loan debt. And it clearly means something to you because you're one of the sponsors of a bill in the House called the Bank on Students Emergency Loan Reinforcement Act. How would this bill help address this burden of student loan debt?
This would allow students to refinance their current student debt. So many of the young people out there, except so many of them aren't young anymore because they've been carrying this debt for a long time. You can refinance your home, you can refinance your auto loan, but you can't refinance your student loan right now. And this would allow an undergraduate student to refinance their current student loans, and would the average debt right now for an undergraduate student is about $30,000, and it would save them $4,000. You know, look at what the cost of medical school is these days. Look at what the cost of law school is. And medical students are graduating with an average debt of $200,000. It's staggering how much it costs. And for a student, it's not only the tuition. It's the room and board. It's the fees that are built into courses. It's the cost of books. And for graduate students, it's your living expenses. Many of them are married. They've got families. It's expensive.
As you say, this is one piece of a big puzzle. What more do you want to see to happen to address this overall problem of what it costs to get a college education in America?
Well, there's several different things the kids have given me the ideas about. One is teaching financial literacy in high school. Many of them get these loans and don't understand what the loans are or the grants are there to cover. And I've heard that from the kids themselves, and I hadn't really thought about it until I was doing the roundtables with the kids. So I think that that's something that's very important, trying to teach them all financial literacy in terms of...
And understand economics.
And understanding economics.
And this is something... I'm real interested in your answer, Congressman. In 22 states, people can lose their driver's licenses for not paying their student loans. Now, we'll note, Michigan is not one of them. But student loan debt follows you to your grave. You can't get it forgiven, even if you file for personal bankruptcy. And I'm wondering, why do our laws come down so hard on people with student loan debt, and yet corporations and businesses have all kinds of means at their disposal to have tens, even hundreds of millions of dollars of their debt wiped off the books?
Well, I don't think that's right. And I think that I don't want to encourage people to not pay off their debt, their loans. I think that's a responsibility that all of us have. But as I said to you earlier, even in the refinancing, you can refinance your home or your auto, but not a student loan. And yet, this is human capital we're talking about. This is young people right now that we're talking about. They're 25% of our population and 100% of our future. And students come in all forms. Most of them are young people, but we've got many people returning to the workforce, getting new skills.
There's so much talk of job retraining. And with the Bank on Students Emergency Loan Reinforcement Act, where does it stand right now in terms of support in the House?
Well, I'm hoping that we can get people to support it. Elizabeth Warren introduced it in the last Congress, and it didn't get through the Senate. I don't think it's a partisan issue. I'm hoping that we can get something like this through the House and the Senate. I'm going to work very hard to try to do that. I think people sent us to Washington to find solutions to problems. This is a problem that needs people to come together to help our young people on, and I'm hoping we're going to be able to get it through this Congress.
Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, thank you so much for being with us and talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.